The World. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea lays out its key goals to boost military power. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has presented unspecified goals to further bolster his military power next year at a meeting of the nation's political officials. Kim's comments, reported by state media Wednesday, indicate he'll continue provocative weapons tests after a record run of missile launches this year. Some observers say the new goals could be related to Kim's push to expand his nuclear arsenal and introduce a spate of high-tech weapon systems, such as multi-warhead missiles, a spy satellite, and advanced drones. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The U.S. Supreme Court is keeping pandemic-era limits on people seeking asylum in place for now, dashing hopes of migrants who have been fleeing violence and inequality. The court also set a February timeline for arguments in the case. The restrictions, often referred to as Title 42, were put in place by then-President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Mark Sherman reports that the Supreme Court will consider a narrow legal.
The court said in a brief unsigned order that it will hear argument either in late February or early March, but just about a small question in this case about whether Republican-leaning states are able to intervene to try to defend the Title 42 policy.
Conservative-leaning states argue the lifting of restrictions would lead to a massive increase in migrants and push the court to intervene. Immigration advocates say that the U.S. has a moral and international obligation to offer asylum to people fleeing persecution. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday delivered Russia's long-awaited response to a Western price cap, signing a decree that bans the supply of crude oil and oil products from February 1st for 5 months to nations that impose the cap. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in his nightly video message that its Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni on Tuesday reaffirmed her government support for Ukraine. Zelensky said that during a call with the Italian Prime Minister, he thanked her for aid already received and described the counterparts as acting in union. As I spoke to with the Italy's Prime Minister and thanked her for aid already received and new support, Mrs. Maloney announced that the supply of air defense systems is being discussed at the moment. We're acting in unison, and I believe that the Italian support will allow us to strengthen the defense of our skies. Last week, in his weekly address or nightly address to a group of Western leaders, the Ukrainian leader asked for a wide range of weapons and air defense systems to help efforts to counter the Russian invasion. Officials in New York say state and military police were sent to keep people from driving in snow-choked Buffalo. The Erie County executive said Tuesday that police are being positioned at entrances to Buffalo and at major intersections to enforce a ban on driving. Officials say more than 30 people have died in the region. That's in addition to about 24 other deaths the huge storm caused around the country. And the emergency services commissioner in the Buffalo area says crews are keeping an eye on warmer weather forecasts for later in the week that could bring a threat of flooding as the snow melts. Southwest Airlines scrubbed thousands of flights again Tuesday in the aftermath of the massive winter storm that wrecked Christmas travel plans across the U.S., and the federal government said that it would investigate why the company lagged so far behind the carriers, other carriers, a day after most U.S. airlines had recovered from the storm. Southwest called off about 2,600 more flights on the East Coast by late afternoon. Those flights accounted for more than 80% of the 3,000 trips that got canceled nationwide. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.